Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive.
Always fun.
Today, we're diving into the world of king-size mattresses.
Oh, nice.
Which is perfect timing if you're feeling maybe a little cramped in your current sleep setup.
It might be time for an upgrade.
And hey, before we get started,
yeah,
make sure to check out the links in the show notes.
Absolutely.
We got some exclusive discounts just for our listeners.
Can't beat that.
But choosing the right mattress can be kind of overwhelming, right?
It really can.
There's so many factors to consider: size, material firmness.
It's a whole lot.
But that's why we're here.
Exactly.
So first off, why even consider a king size?
Okay. So apart from the obvious, like, you get more space to stretch out a king size, can actually, like, really improve your sleep quality.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Less partner disturbance room for maybe kids or pets, you know, to pile in.
Yeah. No more fighting for space.
Exactly.
I've definitely been woken up by, like, a rogue foot to the face more times than I can count.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
But the article that we're looking at today also highlights the importance of choosing a mattress that's right for your body and your sleep style.
For sure, one size does not fit all when it comes to mattresses.
Not at all. So where do we even begin with that?
Okay, well, let's start with weight, because a heavier person needs a different kind of support than a lighter person, right?
Right. I imagine a heavier person would need a firmer mattress.
Exactly, to avoid, like, sinking in too much. You want that balance between comfort and support.
Makes sense.
And speaking of support,
okay,
the article dives into different sleeping positions too.
Okay.
Side, back, stomach, you know, and how each one kind of puts pressure on different parts of your body.
That makes sense. I'm a side sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always struggled with finding a mattress that, like, cushions my shoulders and hips, right?
Right. You're hitting those pressure points.
Pressure points. Yes, that's the term.
Exactly. And that's where choosing the right mattress material becomes super important.
Okay, so let's talk materials then.
Let's do it.
The article mentions memory foam latex inner spring hybrid. Like, I'm already feeling overwhelmed.
It's a lot. Don't worry. We'll break it down.
Okay, good.
So let's start with memory foam.
All right, memory foam.
This is the stuff that, like, contours to your body, you know, gives you that sinking in feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's known for, like, its pressure relieving qualities, which is why it's often recommended for side sleepers.
So if I want to feel like I'm being hugged by my mattress, memory foam is the way to go.
Maybe, but there's a catch.
Oh.
Memory foam can sometimes trap heat.
Oh, yeah.
Making it not so ideal for hot sleepers.
Makes sense.
But luckily, a lot of modern memory foam mattresses now incorporate, like, cooling gels or breathable covers.
Oh, okay. So they've kind of addressed that problem.
They're trying to, yeah.
Technology.
Right.
So what about latex?
Latex.
I know it's becoming increasingly popular, but I'm not entirely sure what sets it apart.
So latex is a natural material. It's derived from rubber trees.
Oh, wow.
So it's a good option for eco-conscious folks. It's known for its responsiveness and breathability.
Okay.
Imagine, like, a bouncy, slightly springy feel.
So latex is the eco-friendly, bouncy option.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay.
And then you have organic mattresses, which take that natural approach even further.
Okay, even more natural.
Yeah, they're made with materials like cotton wool, natural latex, and they're free from all those, like, harsh chemicals.
So that's good for people with, like, sensitivities or allergies?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have the more traditional inner spring mattresses.
Oh, yeah, the classics.
These are the ones with the coil systems. You know, probably what most of us grew up sleeping on.
I'm guessing there's been some updates since our childhood mattresses, though.
For sure. Modern inner spring mattresses often use something called pocketed coils.
Pocketed coils?
Yeah, they're individually wrapped.
Oh, interesting.
Which helps to, like, minimize motion transfer.
Okay.
So if you share a bed with a restless partner, this can be a game changer.
No more being jostled awake.
Exactly. And finally, we have the hybrids, the trendy newcomers.
What makes them so special?
Think of hybrids as, like, the best of both worlds, you know?
Okay.
They combine the support and bounce of inner spring coils with the comfort and pressure relief of foam layers.
So you get the best of both.
Exactly. It's like a personalized sleep experience.
Okay, so we've covered materials, but what about support?
Support.
The article mentions things like zone support, lumbar support, edge support. It's a lot to keep track of.
Right, but it's all about finding a mattress that can, like, properly support your spine and prevent sinking or sagging.
So it's about making sure your body is in a healthy and comfortable position all night long.
Yes, exactly. Zoned support means that different areas of the mattress have varying firmness levels to target specific parts of your body.
Okay.
So think firmer support in the lumbar region for back sleepers, softer support in the shoulder and hip areas for side sleepers.
So it's like a customized support system.
Exactly. And then you have lumbar support.
Lumbar support.
While zoned support can include lumbar support, it specifically refers to, like, extra reinforcement in that lower back area.
Okay.
So if you've got a history of back pain, pay close attention to that feature.
That makes sense.
And then finally, we have edge support.
Edge support.
Think of it as like the integrity of the mattress's edges.
Okay.
Good edge support means you can utilize the whole surface of the mattress without feeling like you're going to roll off.
Okay.
Especially important for couples who like to spread out.
Or for those of us who tend to migrate toward the edge of the bed in our sleep.
Exactly. And good edge support can also be a sign of like a well-constructed, durable mattress.
Okay, so we've talked about weight, sleeping position, materials, support.
We have.
Is there anything else we should factor in before we get to like the top picks?
Well, we can't forget about breathability and temperature regulation.
Okay.
Nobody wants to wake up in a sweat.
That's true.
This is especially crucial for those who tend to sleep hot.
Makes sense.
And the article dives into a lot of different cooling features. Cooling covers, gel-infused foam, open-cell latex, even pocketed coils designed to enhance airflow.
It seems like mattress technology has come a long way.
It really has.
Can you remind me how those cooling covers work?
Sure.
Are they just marketing hype or are they actually effective?
Oh, they're definitely not hype.
Okay, good.
Cooling covers are designed to like wick away heat and moisture.
Okay.
Keeping you cool and dry throughout the night.
Nice.
Some even use something called phase change materials, which actually absorb excess heat to regulate temperature more effectively.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it's like having a built-in air conditioner for your bed.
It really is.
Pretty remarkable.
Okay.
The article also highlights the importance of choosing a brand that prioritizes quality assurance and trustworthiness.
Right, we touched on this briefly earlier, but why is this so crucial?
Well, think about it. You're making a significant investment in your sleep, right? Both financially and in terms of your well-being. You want to make sure that your mattress is going to last for years, offer consistent support, and be free from any harmful chemicals or materials.
Right.
That's where certifications like CertiPure US and GreenGuard Gold come in.
Okay. I've seen those certifications mentioned before, but I'm not entirely sure what they entail.
Yeah. So these certifications are like independent verifications.
Okay.
That the mattress meets specific standards for emissions content and durability.
Okay.
So, for example, CertiPure US ensures that the foam used in the mattress is free from harmful chemicals like formaldehyde heavy metals, PBDEs.
Okay.
Which are flame retardants linked to various health issues.
So it's basically a seal of approval.
Exactly.
Saying, hey, this mattress is safe.
It offers peace of mind, especially considering how much time we spend in contact with our mattress.
That is true.
And in addition to certifications, paying attention to like warranty information and user reviews can be super helpful too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It can give you valuable insights into the quality and longevity of a mattress.
So it's not just about finding a mattress that feels comfortable in the store.
No.
It's about doing your research.
Exactly.
Making sure it's going to provide long-term comfort and support.
It's an important decision.
It is.
All about making an informed choice that will benefit your sleep and your overall well-being for years to come.
Well, I'd say we've done a pretty thorough job of unpacking the world of king-size mattresses.
I think so.
We've covered materials, support systems, firmness levels, cooling features.
It's been a lot.
And even delved into the importance of choosing a reputable brand with high-quality standards.
We did it.
Now I'm ready for the grand finale.
Okay.
The top picks.
Let's do it.
The article features 5 top-rated king-size mattresses, each catering to specific needs and preferences.
All right, let's hear them.
So first up, we have the Helix Midnight Lux, which the article crowns as the best overall.
Oh, nice.
The Helix Midnight Lux. That sounds intriguing. What makes it stand out?
Okay, so it's a hybrid mattress.
Okay.
Which, as we discussed, combines the benefits of both innerspring coils and foam layers.
Right, right.
The Helix Midnight Lux is particularly praised for its zone lumbar support and its advanced cooling features.
Okay.
Including a premium pillow top and a breathable cover.
So if you're someone who wants like a balance of support, comfort, and temperature regulation,
that's the one.
This could be a good option.
Absolutely. It's designed to cater to a wide range of sleeping positions and preferences.
Nice.
And it's earned some impressive accolades, too.
Like what?
It was named Time's Best Mattress of 2024.
Wow.
And it also earned a spot on Wired's Best of 2024 list.
Okay, so this is like a big deal mattress.
It's a top contender for sure.
Wow, it seems like the Helix Midnight Lux is a really strong contender for those seeking a high-quality, well-rounded mattress. But what about those of us who primarily sleep on our sides?
Side sleepers.
Is there a specific pick for side sleepers?
You bet there is. The article highlights the Nola Evolution 15-inch as the best for side sleepers.
The Nola Evolution 15-inch?
It's described as like a luxury model.
Okay.
With features specifically tailored to those who prefer that side sleeping position.
Oh, very nice.
It boasts a plush Euro topper for that like immediate sink in feel.
I like that.
Along with layers of like pressure relieving foam.
That sounds really good.
And what's really cool is the Zone support system.
Okay.
It's designed to really cradle those pressure points around the shoulders and hips.
That sounds amazing.
Ensuring a comfortable, pain-free sleep for side sleepers.
Zone support sounds like a game changer for anyone who's ever woken up with a sore shoulder from sleeping on their side.
I know, right?
But I'm curious, how does the Nola Evolution stack up in terms of temperature regulation?
Good question.
We talked earlier about how some materials can trap heat.
Right, and the Nola Evolution doesn't disappoint in that department either.
Okay, good.
It incorporates advanced cooling technology.
Nice.
To ensure a comfortably cool sleep experience.
So even if you're a side sleeper who tends to run hot, you don't have to sacrifice comfort for temperature control?
Exactly. You can have it all.
That's amazing.
It's a good one.
It seems like the Nola Evolution 15-inch has really thought of everything for side sleepers.
They really have.
But what about those of us who deal with back pain?
Back pain?
Is there a mattress specifically recommended for back pain sufferers?
There is. The article picks the Lisa Legend Hybrid as the best for back pain.
Okay, Lisa Legend Hybrid.
And it makes sense when you look at the features.
Okay, what does it have?
So it's constructed with eco-friendly materials.
No, nice.
Like breathable cotton and merino wool.
Okay.
And it boasts a three-zone support system that's designed to promote proper spinal alignment.
I'm really drawn to the fact that it incorporates eco-friendly materials.
Yeah, me too.
It seems like more and more people are looking for sustainable options, even when it comes to mattresses.
Right. Consumers are becoming way more conscious of the environmental impact.
For sure.
And with mattresses, it's especially important because we're talking about something that's going to be in our homes for years.
That's a great point.
So the Lisa Legend Hybrid not only prioritizes sustainability,
right,
but it also utilizes a dual spring system.
Oh, wow.
That provides both pressure relief and stability.
Okay.
Which is crucial for anyone dealing with back discomfort.
So it really hits all the marks.
It does.
For those seeking back pain relief and eco-conscious sleep.
It's a good choice.
But now for the question that's probably on everyone's mind.
What's that?
The budget.
Yeah.
Mattresses can be a significant investment, and not everyone can shell out a fortune for a top-of-the-line model.
Right.
Is there a more budget-friendly option that still delivers on quality?
There is. The Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid is highlighted as the disvalue in the article.
Okay, the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid.
And don't let that value label fool you.
Okay.
It's packed with features.
All right, what does it have?
One of the coolest things is that it's customizable in terms of firmness. Oh, that's cool.
You can choose between soft, medium, or firm.
So couples with different firmness preferences can actually agree on this one.
Exactly. Problem solved.
Should love that.
And it comes with a cooling cover to keep you comfortable throughout the night.
Nice.
Plus, the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid boasts edge-to-edge support.
Wow.
Meaning you can utilize the entire surface of the mattress.
Okay.
Without feeling like you're going to roll off.
That's great.
So yeah, it's proof that you don't have to sacrifice quality or features for affordability.
That's really good to know.
You can get a great mattress at a great price.
All right. We've covered best overall, best for side sleepers, best for back pain, best value, what's left.
Well, we can't forget about those who sleep hot.
Oh, right. The hot sleepers.
So for those folks, the article singles out the Puffy Lux mattress as the best cooling option.
The Puffy Lux. Oh.
This one is all about temperature regulation.
Okay.
It features something called cooling cloud technology.
Cool and cloud technology.
It's a quilted cover made with special cooling yarns.
Oh. And then there's a layer of gel-infused foam.
Okay.
That helps to disperse heat.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It does.
For anyone who constantly wakes up feeling overheated.
Exactly.
Does the article go into detail about how those cooling yarns actually work?
Yeah, apparently these yarns are specially designed to wick away moisture and promote airflow.
Okay.
And they're often woven in a way that maximizes surface area.
Okay.
Allowing for better heat dissipation.
So it's like science.
It's pretty cool.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Puffy Lux mattress has taken temperature regulation to a whole new level.
It really has.
And you know what else caught my eye?
What's that?
This one is endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association.
Oh, wow.
Which seems like a pretty big deal.
It speaks volumes about the Puffy Lux's focus on support and spinal alignment.
Right.
In addition to its cooling capabilities.
So they really thought of everything.
It seems like it.
Well, I think it's safe to say we've explored the world of king-size mattresses from every angle.
I think we did a pretty good job.
We've covered materials, support systems, firmness levels, cooling features, and even delved into the importance of choosing a reputable brand with high quality standards.
It's been quite a journey.
It really has.
And hopefully we've equipped our listeners with the knowledge they need to confidently choose the best mattress for their individual needs and preferences.
Absolutely. After all, investing in a good night's sleep is one of the best things you can do for your overall health and well-being.
So true.
So if you're feeling inspired to upgrade your sleep sanctuary,
hey, go for it.
Remember to check out the links in our show notes for exclusive discounts on all of the mattresses we discussed today.
Don't miss out.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Sweet dreams.
Until next time.
Yep.